Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise Yeshua, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Wow, wow, wow. What a blessing it is, an honor and a privilege. Glory be to God to be here with you on wonderful Wednesday. And I hope that your midday, your midweek is going well with you. I tell you, I am bursting. I am truly bursting. I just couldn't wait to do this broadcast. It's just a blessing when the Lord just pours out and truly loves you. That's all I can say is go back to love, you know, because love is the ultimate expression. It's the ultimate energy. It's the ultimate power. It was the ultimate expression of God when he chose to redeem us. It was his plan by love that he redeemed us unto himself. I mean, he reconciled us to himself. And I tell you, I had to come on today because I wanted to come on and name this broadcast the invitation. It is also the premier broadcast of the celebration of the Bride Queens. Yes. And I don't want to get ahead of myself because I want to make sure that I lay this foundation and really, really help you prepare for your head of the year. And first and foremost, if you have not visited bridesofchrist.org, please do, because the montage is trending now. Yes, it is. The month that we have now entered in. And I know many of you who are newcomers who are listening and following me kind of wonder, wow, how we're in a new month? It's still August. Well, the reason why I'm sharing with you about the new month, because the new month that we enter into turns over. We enter into it by a different Levitical calendar other than the Gregorian calendar that we're on now, and which is very, very important for people to understand. Yes, we live in this world. Yes, we are in these civil times in the earth realm, but really what sets and fulfills the purpose and plan of God on our life is according to his will, according to his holy time. Yes. And I tell you, I can't get in all of it right now, but if you want to, you can kind of go back and check out some of the broadcasts because I speak a lot about your prophetic will calendar, about your times and seasons. Stand in the rhythm and flow of your life, and that is something I had to come into by way of warfare. And the Lord had to give me revelation on the different times and different seasons, different calendars and cycles that happened in the earth realm. And so I'm excited to be here in this time, according to the Levitical calendar, God's holy calendar, that celebrates all of us who are his, yes, the sheep of his pasture. And I'm excited to bring to you this celebration because in the month of, as we move into September, which, according to the Jewish and the Hebrew calendar, is the month of Elul and Tishri. And I'm going to get to that later in the message offering for September. But I really, really, really want to come to you and help you prepare. Because everything that God does, he does by preparing us first to lay the foundation where you can begin to build and to kind of align yourself. And one of the things that I wanted to do and still can do this year is really put a series together on how you can get on your Levitical calendar. And I've been kind of doing that in increments. When I come to you and I talk to you about different tribes and your birth right, and especially when you were born, that's a great place to start. That's where you should start, because the month you were born in the Gregorian calendar is important, but most importantly, being able to align yourself with the month that you were born according to God's calendar is the most important, because in that you will find your prophetic identity, you will find your prophetic history, amen, and that's according to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, amen. And, well, at least that is for me. Yes, my history, prophetic history, is very important according to my culture. I'm not one to negate that or one to choose not to celebrate that. I am an African American. I love, embrace, and honor being African American, and I'm honored by God to have chosen me as a woman, African American woman, to celebrate Him through the name of Yeshua, our Lord Jesus Christ, and celebrate Him according to how He has called us. Amen. And I tell you what I so love about God and about heaven is it's going to be every nation, every tongue. Amen. And I celebrate every nation, every tongue. All cultures are beautiful. That's why it's a blessing to be open and to love, because you learn. You learn, you learn, you learn. And love is the best teacher. It really is. And so I tell you, I truly live by that. Love truly comes by also rebuke. by warfare, you know, if you can't get true love and establish love unless you go through some things to bring to naught, amen, to counsel, clear, delete those things that are evil, amen, because love is associated with good, not evil. So you can't say, oh, love, 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 but yet your works, your deeds, your actions, your works are contrary to that, especially if you say you love God and you're of Him. Not so, amen. So, I'm excited to be here with this broadcast. Also, celebrating my birth month, which will be is in September, September 22nd. And I tell you, I'm excited, and I had to come in to start releasing some of this stuff so it can come out in order, because I have so much that I want to share. So, I just want to quickly just thank you for listening to and visiting the Facebook feed and the Twitter feed. I get a lot of I see some activity from that, and I'm encouraged by that. So thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into my broadcast here on Stars in Heaven Network. Because truly, I'm here to help you get aligned. I'm here to help you get positioned. Amen. And the Lord has already set you in a place. He already has a place for you. He is already giving you your realms and your spirits for you to occupy. Amen. For you to govern. Amen. And that's by your discipleship, by your stewardship. Amen. And again, there's rules to this thing. There are laws to this thing. There's things that govern us. And that's why we must receive the chief apostle, Jesus Christ, and his teachings and the apostle doctrine. Hallelujah. So one of the things that I'm excited about in this celebration of the new year of 5778, which is Rosh Hashanah, celebrating the new year, your head of the year, is that it celebrates all of us as the bride, because the bride is an expression of feminine and male. But as always, I celebrate being a woman, and I celebrate the feminine expression of the church, because she is, amen, the womb of God. And not only with my birthday in this month, we'll be celebrating the Virgin's, our Blessed Mother's birthday, which is recorded as September 8th. So I'm really putting a lot of emphasis on this broadcast, on understanding how important it is to be able to identify the true church, amen. The bridegroom, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, gave his life for, amen, which is the fivefold ministry, amen, the fivefold ministry, and the fivefold ministry gifts, amen, who he has set in the body as it has pleased him. So this is a great time to really get aligned. It's a time of great recovery, restoration, amen, to pursue, overtake, and recover it all, amen. And one of the things that I was really praising the Lord for when he was really, really expounding with me about the kingdom of heaven, how when it suffered violence, how the violent must take it by force. And he really, really began to really give me some new revelation on that. That he said the violence, since it was since it came about such a violence, and he was speaking to me about how Lucifer, when he was kicked out of heaven, how he took a third of heaven with him, how those person powers are now in the earth realm, which makes him the god of this world. And you have to remember, when he was kicked out, he was in a certain state. Amen. And nothing with Satan, nothing with the kingdom of darkness advances. It doesn't. He's still in that state. Amen. There's no advancement in darkness. There's no advancement with those who operate from the works of darkness. Amen. It's just a vicious demonic cycle and circle you'll be going through. There's no growth. Amen. That's why I really shared with you in the last broadcast how to be careful not to let people turn you renegade, because people will turn you renegade, because is darkness. What comes with darkness is what? Shadowing. Amen. And so that's why I bind the spirit of death. He said, yea, do I walk, David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because people carry death on them. And what's what's the reflection of death? Darkness. So people, you have to be careful who you have around you, because they're not declared in the light. They're not walking in the light. They're not letting their light, which is manifest by their deeds and their works, amen, then it's a lie. That's why you have deception and all this stuff, and obscurity, amen, and trickery and deceit. But he was saying that to me. He was saying to me about how the kingdom of God is something violent, that the violent means the passionate. Amen. Those who are caught up in his ecstasy, those who have a burning, righteous, holy indignation, amen, for him, for the things of the kingdom of heaven, that we take it by force. That means we receive, amen, because when God has something for us, amen, in order for us to receive it, we have to take it. So taking is by receiving, amen. And I just wanted to share that with you, because when he was ministering that to me and really giving me some fresh revelation on how to be violent and understanding the violent, amen, which still are in the earth realm, which is the thief, amen, the seducer, the liar, the lying wonder, those who are lying, come with powers and lying, sign, wine, lying wonders, Jesus. And how you have to be aware of and not just be caught up in gifts, amen, because, you know, gifts and calls are repentance, amen. And I, again, as I shared with you in the last broadcast, I'm praying for the babes in Christ. I'm praying for the lost. I'm praying for those who are hungry and thirsty after righteousness, who want to know the Father, amen, who want to come into and experience his love, his goodness, amen. And so I just wanted to share it with you because, you know, truly understanding the operation of this world, which it never changes, amen, it just gets worse and worse, because the world is dark because of the god of this world. And my purpose, my mission, my vocation, my commission is to guide you, be a guide to help you come into the light, amen. And that is by ministering the word of the Lord. That's by declaring to you the truth of God's word. That's praying for you, glory be to God. That's giving you instruction, glory be to God, hallelujah. And preaching Jesus and him crucified, amen. And sharing with you how important it is to die to the old nature, die to self, which is a process, amen. And it's important how you die, amen. And I love when he kills me softly with his song. I'm feeling really giddy today. So it's a good thing to die lovingly, amen. I die lovingly to the flesh, amen. And that's why it's so important to make sure that you hear, glory be to God, Hear the word of the Lord, hear the gospel from one who is truly, truly, truly anointed to minister the word of the Lord in love. And I tell you, that's what Isaiah said. He said, speak comfortably to Israel, amen, to see that her welfare is accomplished, amen. It was by his loving kindness that he drew me, amen. And so, you know, we can do a pretty good job of beating ourselves up, amen. The world is good at that. And so what we need is those who have really experienced and are in covenant with Father God, who can manifest his love and his forgiveness. Amen. And I'm here as one who can do that. Amen. Truly I can, from A to Z. From A to Z, he's anointed me to do it. Amen. So I'm excited to just be with you in your head of the year, to help you get ahead of your year. And I certainly hope that you will accept this invitation for September's offering. And I'm going to go quickly to my introduction, because this month that we've entered in begins with a shout, amen, begins with a shout out to the groom, amen. And this is coming from Song of Solomon, amen. And I'm so excited. Each year I grow and I learn more and more about my birth, my birthright. And that's why it's so important to be aligned with your true identity with Father God, according to our prophetic history, amen. Because you learn about who you are from the soul, amen. And you find your identity in the fulfillment of Christ through the Ruach of God, through his resurrection power. And so it's a fine dance. I know it sounds like confusing, because it's like going from the back to the front, from the front to the back. Is it the law? Is it in the spirit? You will understand it once you surrender. Amen. And that's all I can share with you. I have come into the mysteries of God. He's unfolded those things. He's revealed them to me. He's given me a hunger and a thirst for him, that I have come into the knowledge and the revelation, the glorious mysteries of God is revealed to me simply because I love him and I'm surrendered to him. And it's not to have head knowledge. It's about relationship. Simply relationship. Amen. So I love the Lord for that. And he continues to pour out to me, and he chooses to continue to share with me and commune with me and sup with me, as well as he wants to come and sup with you. That's why he said, "Behold, I stand in the door and knock. If any man will open up, I will come in and abide with you and sup with you and talk with you. I will be your God and you shall be my people." Amen. So I just wanted to say that, and on my website, I open up the celebration with that, because according to our prophetic history, the trumpets are sounded, amen, as introduction to the new year, amen, and it's also sounding as an alarm to the enemy, amen, and that's why I put the shofar as my ministering music, because as the Lord was saying to me, he was sharing me, he said, "Daughter, the kingdom of heaven is a series of chords and notes." Amen. The kingdom of heaven is a series of chorded notes. And when he was saying that, he said, chord represents covenant, and notes represents what is written, and it's your song. Amen. And that those are the things, two things and two keys that will give you interest, amen, and access into the heavens, amen, to the throne room of God. And it will speak and help fulfill the will of God for your life here on the earth. Amen. So watch the cords. Amen. It's a 3-4 cord that's not easily broken. Those cords are the covenants that you make, the alignments that you make, the notes, amen, that you record, amen, things that he's spoken. Those notes, a word fitly spoken, having a Kairos word, having a Rhema word, knowing how to locate your word, amen. Not just hearing by tradition, not hearing just by having itching ears because it sounds good. Yeah, the soul loves to hear the word, because the soul, our soul was made to drink the word and to receive the word. But if it's falling on a heart of disobedience, a hardened heart, then it's not going to profit you anything. Amen. So I wanted to share it with you, because that's what he gave me and reminded me in moving forward how to keep the right note. Amen. How to keep the right note, how to note those things. Amen. Write those things that he's given me and share with me for the coming year. Amen. Which you ought to do as well. I bought me a brand new notebook. I have so many notebooks, it's ridiculous. And each notebook that I have is representative of each season. And I'm like, wow, God, I need to take all this stuff and probably put it in some type of book form or something. But, being a prophetic voice and, I have a scribe anointing where I love to write and he speaks, I have to make sure that I keep my pen pointed toward the things that he's speaking, man. And certainly, as David said, I will speak of the things which touches the king because my heart is igniting with a good matter. Yes, it is. It's igniting with a good matter. Okay, and another thing that I'm really excited about in this broadcast and celebrating the bride queens, because the thing that you must remember is that and understanding how we are to grow in the knowledge of him, amen, as his bride, growing in the knowledge into the full measure of the man, Jesus Christ, amen, into the Godhead bodily, is that we grow from our infancy, amen. We grow from by obedience. We grow and go by our faith, amen. And only he can take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory, amen. And that's why it's so dangerous to have self-promotion and have man or religion position you, because it deceives you. It makes you think you're something that you're not. Amen. You can't see yourself according to the mirror of the word. Amen. So it's really important to understand that, you know, you can't skip levels unless he favor you and he shoots you up and through you passing your test. So that's how we get a testimony, passing our test. Amen. And which is the danger. People don't have a real testimony. They hooking and crooking, or they, you know, sorcerizing and peeping and using their gifts in all kind of demonic ways to advance. And they advance into some selfish, demonic place, amen, and passing it off as the Lord, amen, and using the word and God's stuff to trick people and snare people. But that's another message. But going to the introduction, the bride queens, which I am what you are by growth, glory be to God, because our blessed mother, the virgin, grew into and became the queen. Yes, she did. And I'm so honored and excited about that, because as I follow her through the Holy Scriptures, as she was there with her son, amen, and watched him, she grew. She grew as a woman in her yes. Every station that he went through, she was there, amen. She grew to be who she was predestined to be as the mother of the church, amen. And so there's no skipping steps. There's just not, amen. And suffering is part of the way. Amen. He said, those that suffer with me will also what reign with me. Amen. And trust me, that suffering is not in vain. Amen. I'm not one to believe that we should always be hollering, woe is me, and we're not seeing any rewards, any fruit. No. If I'm going through, I'm going to be going through to obtain, to conquer, to receive the spoils. Amen. So, but that's why he said, those that suffer with him should also reign with him, amen, because his suffering and his suffering and the sufferings of Christ, amen, and being buried with him was the strategy, is the strategy, amen, carrying your cross, picking up your cross, bearing your cross, amen. You're going to find those true instructions on how to overcome, amen, and religion, the word from the Lord, is not going to do it. It's not. Sorry, it's just not. And I don't want to have this tone in this broadcast. I don't. I'm really happy and excited, but that's just the way he's taking me. So I'm just going to release that, because you know, in order for you to fulfill the promise and see the manifestation of God, you're going to have to walk this thing out and live it. Amen. But what I'm excited about is the virgin becoming the queen. Amen. And we are the bride queen, male and female. Amen. And what I really want to do is just give you some of the prophetic history on how we became the bride queen. Amen. The bride queens, which is the mature woman, amen, the aged woman, the saged woman, which I am, and I hope that you are or becoming by obedience, amen, by instructions, by submission. And the bride queens are the matriarchs of the faith. That's what we are. And the Hebrew understanding of mother, which bride queens are, is a person of great bina, amen, which means what? Understanding. And one specific person that we can look at in at this time in prophetic history is Rebecca. She was and is a Pacific woman who is called Bethula before her marriage to Isaac. Amen. And she brought forth in the month of Elul. Amen. So I really want to include that to you and really encourage my young virgins and the women of Zion, how important it is for you to understand how the creation of God is going to be birthed through all of us corporately as the body of Christ, amen, as the bridegroom, amen, and how important our womb is, amen, our life is to be holy, amen. And I'm going to share something with you that I wrote down before I came on air. And me being really excited to bring to close a new creation, amen. I was really excited to bring that to close because truly my womb was just bursting with this birthing, amen. The Holy Spirit spoke to me, you know, when I was going through a few months ago that about the gravy train, the gravy train. And the reason I want to speak on this, which I put it on my Facebook post. I forgot what month it is, but if you want to go through my Facebook page, you can and look for it. I think it was about January or February is when I put it on there. But as he talked about the gravy train, and I tell you, at the time that he gave that word to me, I couldn't see it. He said, it'd be all gravy from here. And I'm like, okay, he spoke that word to me. And I'm like, Lord, it doesn't feel like it's going to be all gravy from here, what I'm going through right now. But because I was inspired by that word, and he said that, and it caused my baby to leap, and I rejoiced in faith, amen, despite what was happening, what I was going through, I can truly say that I've seen it come to pass, amen. I've seen the hand of God move some things and change situations as a result of what he declared. Hallelujah, on what he declared. So if the Lord speak a word and declare a word to you, it's coming to pass. I promise you it's coming to pass, despite what you're going through, despite what you're seeing. Nothing can and will stop it. Hallelujah. I'm decreeing and declaring that nothing has and nothing will stop me from fulfilling and doing what God has called me to do. Amen. And how what he's purposed me to do, what he's ordained for me to do, what he's anointed me to do. Amen. And I just wanted to share that with you because truly, I could not have, amen, seeing that come to pass, amen, if I had not chosen the good part, amen. And that's one of the things that you need to understand in moving into this new year. You must choose to take the good part. Choose the good part. Amen. Because when you choose the good part, he said it will not be taken away. And I wanted to share that with you because that's the exchange he had with Martha when she was fretting about some things. Amen. And she was looking at what Mary was doing and he said, look, she chose this good part and it shall not be taken away. Amen. And so I want to just leave that with you. As I close this broadcast, is that God has given you and given us the good part. Amen. And yes, it's going to look ugly at times as we move into this year, but I'm finding it's getting easier. Amen. It's getting easier. The purpose of overcoming is that it makes it easier because you see how the grace of God, you see how the fire of God, you see how Jehovah is sworn to himself. Amen. Because he sworn to himself and he couldn't swear by no other. Amen. He said, I will not rest until you're blessed. You need to know that. God will not rest. He will give you no rest. He will not give your enemies no rest until he sees not only his desire upon his enemies, I said again, his enemies, amen, and until he sees the fulfillment of what he's promised us, amen, which he has written, amen, which he has in store for us, amen. Glory be to God. So I wanted to share that with you, amen, because that's a nugget that I you're going to need, amen. Choosing, amen, and choosing every day when you wake up to praise the Lord, amen, to speak the word of the Lord, amen, to die to your feelings and emotions. Amen. Yes, things get next to us, and we have to we cry or we get angry. That's part of being human. Amen. But having the whole armor of God, taking unto you the whole armor of God, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, having the mind of Christ. Amen. The breastplate of righteousness. Amen. That's our shield. Amen. And most importantly, Christ himself, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Putting on the word. Amen. Putting on, hallelujah, your praise music. Amen. Putting on your head covering. Putting on your prayer garment. Amen. Putting on your praise. Amen. So I just wanted to share that with you. Another thing that I shared in on my website in making a montage is also what this month means as it relates to God's hand. Amen, the hand of God. And I gave you Psalms 18, Psalm 16, because he said he will lead us in the path of right, or path of righteousness for his name's sake, in his presence. Amen. In his presence, in his very evil, cruel world, people who are demonic and manifesting all type of demonic things and having hard taskmasters and dealing with Jezebel spirits and people who are out of the way, amen, dealing with the children of disobedience, stand in his presence, stand centered, amen, will keep you in the fullness of his joy. Amen. And he said, not only to keep you in the fullness of my joy, but at my right hand, I'll pleasure to evermore. Amen. It's some dainties God wants us to receive. Amen. God wants our desires to be fulfilled. Amen. In our personal life of marriage and the sacrament of marriage and holy matrimony, those things are very important to God. So I'm not just serving God in the by and by, and, you know, because he's not a hard taskmaster. Amen. He said, I no longer call you servants, but call you friends. Amen. And that's what our relationship should be like with the Lord, a friendship. Amen. He said, I call you friends because why? The servant knoweth not what his master doeth. And because he's shown me, because he's shown you, I know what he's doing. Amen. That means I can have confidence. Amen. I can rest and trust that he will, along with my obedience, my partnership with him and my obedience and me doing my part, amen, will bring it to pass. Now, one other thing I want to share with you before this broadcast closed is really, really, really talk to you about the field. The field, because this month represents the field, and I kind of gave you some snippets of it on my website before I closed when I gave the benediction for a new creation, because put on my Facebook post about not hating on the newcomers, amen. God wants us to keep our positioning. Yes, he does, but you can't keep your positioning, amen, if you're not faithful, amen, if you turn to something else. Amen. If you market the gospel, or if you go astray, Amen. That's another thing that David said in Psalms 18 that I put on there about God's hand. Amen. That he has not wickedly departed from his God. Amen. And the only way you're going to be able to stay communed with God, stay joined with Father God, is by just simply loving him. Amen. Love, again, fulfills everything. You know, he's not making me serve him and making me worship him. I do it because I want to. Amen. But one of the things he said he wanted me to talk about the fields. And in my montage, in the visualizations I gave you in the slideshows, I have a slide on there that represents Boaz in the field with Ruth, because he said that his favor, amen, now more than ever, hallelujah, is going to be manifested in our life. And the thing that I so love about the Lord with this is that he said that the fields represents where he's positioning you. The fields represents where he's assigned you. It also speaks to lane, staying in your lane. Amen. And one of the things that he said quickly, and I'm going to expound on this later on in the message series, is that it took holy instruction for Ruth to obtain the promise. Amen. And to receive the overflow. Amen. And I'm going to stop there and bid you farewell for today on Wonderful Wednesdays. When I come back, I'm going to share more from this month's offering. Hallelujah. Well, September's offering. And I'm going to share more with you regarding how to enter the new moon, amen, that we've entered into, and most importantly, how important it is to understand how to remember the Genesis, go back to the Genesis of your faith, amen, and understand the Genesis of our creation, amen, and praise and thank God for the Lord, amen, Jesus Christ, the Yeshua, for fulfilling that in himself, by shedding his precious, holy blood. Amen. Who took our place. Yes, he did. He took our place. By his stripes, we are healed. He became poor that we may become rich. Amen. So I'm excited. Yes, 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 I am. I'm very excited to share more with you about this offering. And I hope you'll join me. Truly hope you'll join me. Wishing everyone who will be celebrating their birthday in September peace, love, and blessings. And as always, I will upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening. Peace, blessings, and much love.